you hear the words go for launch, you'll definitely want to hang out.
No, wait, Hook! I can explain! I didn't want to bother you, see? There was Walter Cronkite, and storyboards, and animators.
Hiya! Mickey Mouse here. Well, not here exactly.
Jeez, I'm fried. Let's get out of here and find some shade.
WDW Radio. Your information station.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Radio Show, your Walt Disney World Information Station. I am your host, Lou Mangiello, and this is show number 399 for the week of March 15th, 2015. I'm here once again to help you have the best possible Disney vacation experience and bring you a little bit of Disney magic wherever you are with this podcast, videos, blog, live broadcast every Wednesday, special events, books, virtual tours, and more. Whether you are planning your first trip or you love digging down into the details, the history, secrets, and stories, there is something here for you. You can subscribe to the podcast in iTunes and find everything else over at wdwradio.com. This week, I want to once again invite you to come and sit virtually with me at the table as we do a live restaurant review of the Landscape of Flavors over at Disney's Art of Animation Resort. Not your typical food court, the Landscape of Flavors will likely pleasantly surprise you, your appetite, and your budget with a wide variety of options, including many not found anywhere else in Walt Disney World. I'll then have the answer to our last Walt Disney World trivia question of the week and pose a new challenge for your chance to win a Disney prize package. And don't forget that you can learn how you can help support the show and be a member of WDW Radio Nation, where you'll have access to exclusive content, rewards, events, and products like custom Magic Band covers, monthly scavenger hunts, logo items, discounts, special call-in shows, and much more. You can find out or join by visiting wdwradio.com/support. And be sure and stay tuned to the end of the show for more announcements and your voicemails. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of the WDW Radio Show. Before I get into the show, I want to quickly say thank you once again, because thanks to you, WDW Radio has been nominated for a podcast award in the travel category over at podcastawards.com. And now I need to ask for your help. Please go to podcastawards.com and cast your vote for WDW Radio for a podcast award in the travel category. You can vote once every 24 hours, and now more than ever, every vote is so very important. Also, be sure to verify your vote via the email link that you get from podcastawards.com. Voting ends March 24th, so you only have about 7 days left. Takes just a few seconds to do it. Again, I would really appreciate it if you did. It's podcastawards.com. Thanks so much. Let's get into the show. To close your eyes, unless you're driving, please don't close your eyes. If I ask you to close your eyes and think of dining at Walt Disney World, where does your mind or your stomach take you first? For a lot of people, it's probably their favorite restaurant inside a theme park, maybe exploring the culinary options throughout World Showcase in Epcot, or maybe thinking about your favorite home resort hotel and your favorite restaurant that's located inside. For others, they may have a favorite sit-down location. For me, it could be Blue Zoo. For you, it could be Kona Cafe. It might be somewhere else throughout one of the dozens of Walt Disney World Resort hotels. But I think all too often, when people think about dining, even if they go outside of the parks or go outside of the resort that they're staying at, all too often, people don't venture out to some of the other opportunities and experiences that are available at resort hotels that maybe they're not staying at. And when they do, oftentimes it may be at a sit-down restaurant. But today, I want to do something a little bit different. I want to do another live restaurant review at a resort that maybe you've never stayed in before, and possibly a dining experience that you've never tried before either, because unless you've been to Disney's Art of Animation Resort and stayed here at this incredibly well-themed value resort that opened back in 2012, unless you've actually stayed here, you may have never tried the Landscape of Flavors. And I am sitting outside by the pool near the drop-off bar on a perfect Florida evening with some people who are going to join me for another live restaurant review. And you might recall that I recently did a review on the show of the newly reimagined and remodeled and reopened Captain Cook's at Disney's Polynesian Resort Village and Bungalows Hotel. And those reviewers are back with me once again. They are not just wonderful reviewers, they're also my family. So I want to introduce you once again to Deanna.
Hello, everyone.
And Nicholas.
Sup, dog.
Sup, dog. And Marion Rose.
Hello.
And Marion, how old are you?
11.
Nicholas?
9.
I'm Deanna, I'm not going to ask you how old you are. You're celebrating the anniversary of your 29th birthday once again.
Exactly.
So we were talking on the way here when I said we were going to do sort of a surprise restaurant review. And when we were saying we were going to do it at a resort, all of you sort of started guessing places like, are we going to Kona Cafe? Are we going to a fancy sit-down? We start thinking about table service restaurants. We don't think about some of the counter service options that are that you can find at some of the resorts as well. And I think this is one of the ones that is my favorite. Now, we've been here a couple times in the past. We're sitting here overlooking the Finding Nemo section, the car sections off in the distance, the Lion King and Little Mermaid. But the food court here, and I'm using air quotes as if you can see me, the food court here is known as Landscape of Flavors, and it really offers an incredibly wide variety of options. I think for a lot of people, they think food court, or they think resort food court, they think it's going to be hamburgers and chicken nuggets and french fries and just a lot of sort of quick grab-and-go items like that. Landscape of Flavors really, like the resort itself, really sort of reimagines what the resort food court looks like. It's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and has actually a number of different stations throughout where you can get a wide variety of offerings. And now we were talking on the way here, when the kids were asking where we were going to go, you actually said you hoped that we were going to Art of Animation because you love this food court the few times that we've been here.
I think it's so delicious, the giant variety, and I feel like it's amazing and delicious.
You just want to eat your way to get to the gelato bar. Now I know exactly where your mind and your stomach go to.
Yeah, it's so delicious. It's my favorite, but I can't eat it.
So what I love is that they have so many different varieties of smoothies. They also have all these different areas where you can create your own. So they have a variety of different things that they have, like a create your own salad, they have a create your own burger, they have a create your own pasta. So for me, I like certain things in my pasta and on my burger, so I love that you can pick and choose exactly what you want.
Yeah, you really can sort of make it your own. It's not just sort of ordering from a limited selection on the menu. And even if you don't make your own, there are an absolute ton. I mean, there literally are dozens of different entrees on the menu. Now, again, we're here in the evening. We're here for dinner. There's a wide variety, for example, of kids' meals. And yes, they've got corn dog nuggets and grilled cheese and macaroni and cheese, but they've got chicken burgers and drumsticks. The kids can create their own salad or make a turkey sandwich of their own. But what I like is the options here really sort of cover a wide spectrum, a very wide landscape. So like, for example, Cosmic Rays, where there are different bays, there are different bays here. And let's go inside and let's sort of walk up to some of the bays, because what I like to is not just being able to read the items off the menu, but see the pictures and then smell them as well. So in addition to a number of on-the-go entrees and pastries and desserts, items you can just take out of the cooler, there are really five different shops. There's the soup, salad, and sandwich shop, the World of Flavors, pizza and pasta shop, the burger shop, and Marion's favorite, the gelato shop. But we'll save that till the end if you guys eat all your food. So here at the soup, salad, and sandwich shop, here there's 6 different items, not including kids' meals. So there's a buffalo-style turkey sandwich with turkey, blue cheese, arugula, buffalo sauce, a salmon club sandwich, a patty melt, a caprese sandwich, and a combined waffle with barbecue pork. Wait a minute, I need to look at this one a little bit more closely. It's shredded pork on a cornbread waffle drizzled with chipotle barbecue sauce with choice of house-made chips or coleslaw. There's also a create-your-own salad and a number of different kids' meals. We're going to have to get the waffle and barbecue pork just for research purposes.
Sounds so delicious.
See, Nick, I like how you roll. Walking down over to the world of flavors, this is where I think Landscape of Flavors kind of breaks the mold, because the items here are things like a tandoori boneless chicken thigh, tandoori shell on shrimp, butter chicken with basmati or multigrain rice, naan bread, which is one of my favorites. You also get two sides. Those are all about $9, $10. Vegetarians have roasted vegetable plate. There's also a lentil crusted fish, which I've had in the past, which is phenomenal, and a gluten-free meatloaf, and you're starting to see that a lot more. Vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free items. But things like tandoori chicken and tandoori shrimp and butter chicken, not things you'd normally find at a counter service location in a resort, especially like at a value resort like this. Not something you expect to see on the menu.
No, that's why here you can come and get a variety and all this different ethnic food. I love it.
Yeah, and what's nice is, you know, it's like World Showcase. You can sort of sample and sort of taste your way.
Absolutely.
And nothing is too scary, right? Nothing is very spicy. You can sort of expand your culinary horizons just a little bit.
I'm really, really excited about the naan bread and that squash stuff. That's like my favorite thing ever.
Yeah, and that tandoori chicken. Now, what's nice, too, you see all the pictures. You know, everything looks great. And as soon as you walk in, like, you could smell it, like, right away.
Definitely. The smell's awesome.
So next is pasta and pizza, where you can create your own pasta. So you have a variety of different sauces and fresh ingredients, including chicken or shrimp. There's a red sauce. There's cream sauces. There's vegetable pizzas, meatball sandwiches with Caesar salad, a cheesy pesto bread, and a saffron seafood pasta. Again, saffron seafood pasta is not something you would expect to find in a counter service location. It sounds like something you would find at a finer sit-down restaurant.
Right, and the thing about saffron, too, is it's not a spicy thing. You can get that and share it, you know, with another person because there's plenty of it to go around.
And what's great about this, too, remember, we're at a value resort. All of the buildings are pretty close. All these things you could take and bring back to your room with you, especially if you stay at one of the family suites. Maybe you had a long day at the park. Maybe you just want to chill out and relax for a while. You can bring it out over by the pool area and sit outside. So if you want to have something a little bit nicer, fancier, a little bit more, like I said, ethnic than hamburgers and chicken nuggets, you can do that here and still sort of do it in your flip-flops and bathing suit.
Right, and that's the good thing. It's just not the pizza and the chicken nuggets. It is. It's a variety of things that you can take, you know, and they put it in this really neat box that you can take with you to the pool.
Right, and you can, even if you want to sort of grab a vegetable or pepperoni or a cheese pizza, but if you want to sort of, if you're a pasta person, and look, as long as it has carbohydrates in it, it's for me. So they've got four different pastas, a campanile, bow tie, multigrain linguine, and multigrain spaghetti. Your proteins include chicken and shrimp. There's an Alfredo, pesto, or red marinara sauce. And the topics include everything from spinach to broccoli, garlic, mushrooms, peas, onions, roasted red peppers, Parmesan cheese, and Kalamata olives. So you could really, it really is not just a red sauce or a white sauce. You are making your pizza exactly how you want it.
You know, the other thing too is the healthy choices are amazing. A lot of the stuff, you can get the sauces on the side. You can pick out the exact vegetable that you want. So it's really good, especially for the kids, too. They have new power packs for the kids with yogurt and fruit. You don't have to always get French fries, so it's really, really great.
Right, we're actually standing by the beverage cooler right now. It's not just sodas and water. There's milks, there's juices, there's teas, there's vitamin waters. And if you do want to pair an adult beverage, they actually have a number of individual servings of wine and beers, as well as like limeritas and things like that. And the final of the different shops is the burger shop. And this has always been one of my favorites because of the different types of burgers that they have here. Here, once again, you can create your own burger. It's a third-pound Angus burger on a Kaiser bun with coleslaw or house-seasoned fries, and you can sort of make it as your own. There's also the Surf and Surf. That's not a misspeak. It's crab cake with fried popcorn shrimp, tomato lettuce, Cajun remoulade with house-seasoned fries on a brioche bun. That sounds like a whole lot of awesome. There's a ground chicken burger with queso fresco, black bean and celery relish. That I've had in the past. It's awesome sauce. And a house-made vegetable burger, as well as grilled cheese and nuggets for the kids. But if you want to make your burger, you can kind of really make it your way. It's not just sort of, you know, ordering what's off the menu. So you have a choice of five different cheeses, including pepper jack, Monterey Jack, cheddar, queso fresco, and provolone. You can get bacon and or shrimp on top, as well as lettuce, tomatoes, sweet onions, pickles, and avocado. And there's four different sauces. There's a Cajun remoulade, a black bean salsa, a chipotle ranch, and a chipotle barbecue sauce. So you can really sort of fancy up your burger however it is that you want it. And I've had a number of the burgers here, and they are some of those bigger, better Angus burgers. So, I mean, it's like a serious burger. It's not just, like one of the normal burgers you might find at some of the other counter service locations.
The Surf and Turf burger. Surf and Surf burger looks like a monstrosity of deliciousness. It's, oh my gosh, it's so big.
That's actually how they want. That's actually how they wanted to describe it. It was a monstrosity of deliciousness. So Nicholas, as you walk through, what's appealing to you? What do you think you want? You're looking at like seven different things that you want on the menu. What do you want for dinner?
Chicken and waffles.
You want the waffles with the pork. Yeah, because how bad could waffles and pork be? So look, in the interest of science, and by science I mean in the interest of trying as much as we can. I think we need to get the waffles and pork. We're going to divide and conquer. So let's get the waffles and pork.
Right.
I think we need to get one of the burgers. Do we get the Surf and Surf, or do we get
Surf
and Surf? I think we're good on that. I mean, we don't really need to get the pasta because it's sort of just make your own pasta. We've got to get something from the world of flavor, so we got to pick something out there.
I want to get this chicken with the tandoori bread.
The tandoori chicken?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll get the tandoori. We'll get tandoori chicken. We're recording and navigating. All right, so do we want tandoori boneless chicken thigh with naan bread and two sides? All right, so we're going to divide and conquer. Marion, you come with me. Those two are going over it. Notice how they ran over to get the chicken and waffles, because I'm sure by the time it gets to their table, it's not going to have everything. It's not going to be complete.
I believe so.
Marion, check out the kids' chicken burger. The bun that it's on is shaped like a goldfish.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Look at on the grilled cheese. It looks like a little goldfish, and it's got cheese.
I like cheese.
You can tell I'm hungry. I'm ready to just order one of everything.
I'm just really excited for this.
Do they have a fast... Do you guys have a fast pass? Is there a fast pass plus for Landscape of Flavors so I can just get one of everything? If I could pre-order before I got here, it would be a horror show. I would need like 11 trays of fruit.
The turkey sandwich even looks better. It's the same thing, but I mean, it's the same bun, but with different stuff on inside. It's delicious.
It looks good enough to eat.
Yeah, pretty much.
How you doing, Yusef? I would love to try the tandoori chicken, please.
Man, that's the best one. Well, the fist is the best one. Which rice would you like, sir?
Basmati, please. I take that back. Multigrain. No, wait, which one do you like better?
I like multigrain.
All right, multigrain.
You kind of throw a little bit of salt on multigrain, but...
Yeah. And it just sounds healthier, too, if you got multigrain.
Exactly. Now you can choose two sides. You got a spinach with cheese, cauliflower, acorn squash, and I'm going to go grab some more potatoes. You choose two.
Okay. So it's acorn squash, potatoes...
Cauliflower and spinach.
Cauliflower. Ooh. How about the spinach?
All right.
And...
I can go grab some potatoes if that's what you want.
You want potatoes? Squash.
Okay. And so if you want the potatoes, they'll be ready about 3 or 4 weeks.
Not, you know what? Squash sounds great. Squash. Please.
All right. You can go ahead and swim on down this way.
And don't be shy with the naan bread. I'm just saying.
What if that person?
Thank you very much.
All right, sir. You have one for tonight.
Don't touch my naan bread. You know how much you get into that bread? None of it.
Look at the patty melt.
What is that?
A patty melt?
Wait, the what? The What's that thing next to it?
A steak sandwich.
A steak sandwich and a steak sandwich. Just charge it to the Underhills. Wait, do we get a patty melt or do we get one of the other burgers too?
I want to get a patty melt.
You want to get a patty melt? You got it, brother. Order a patty melt for the boy over here. Wait, they also have corn tortilla, chicken noodle, and vegetable soups? Not only should you not listen to the show on an empty stomach, you shouldn't come to Landscape of Flavors on an empty stomach.
We've eaten all the chips on this one dish already.
Notice I've gotten no chips.
They make homemade chips, and we've eaten them all.
I'll go stand online for the burgers. All right, Julian, sir, you know what else sounds really good? That chicken burger looks awesome, and it sounds healthy because it's like chicken with vegetables on it.
Yeah.
OMG. How many other people are eating with us tonight?
Just us.
Just us. Not my kid. You've got seven things on your plate, and you say it's just us. And I'm ordering something else. This is why I don't. Don't touch it. I gotta take pictures.
Oh my god.
There may not be pictures on the post for this one.
Everything looks good.
Everything looks good. So she ordered it all.
Muffin waffle with pork, pulled pork. This is the caprese.
Yeah.
Caprese.
And a patty melt.
Okay.
OMG. Hey, man, what's going on? So I've got to try the surf and surf, man. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing, so.
Surf and surf?
Surf and surf, please.
Fries or coleslaw?
Oh, French fries. If I'm going down, I'm going to go down hard.
Okay. That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Can I get your name, please?
Lou, L-O-U.
L-O-U?
L-O-U.
For here to go?
For here, please.
Okay.
So I was going to say how impressed I was at how large the portion sizes were, but that's the portion sizes before you guys got your hands on it. Yeah, you've basically eaten an entire dish before we even get to the fry. You can tell that you're my kids.
Yeah.
So we have 11 trays worth of food for the four of us. We also need to get drinks. Now, we should also mention, too, that in addition to the gelato, there's a smoothie bar where you can create your own smoothie. But I think we've got enough in terms of food here. Why don't we get some drinks? Maybe we'll come back for some smoothies and gelato after we're done destroying all this.
Yeah. Good luck.
Sound good?
Gelato.
Gelato.
Okay.
You would think we were laying out dinner, like on Thanksgiving, for a party of 20. We almost needed two tables. We almost actually didn't fit on one square table, but we are back outside now. Again, beautiful night, and we're going to kind of just go around the horn here, and I think what the first thing we should start off with is this tandoori chicken with the naan bread. We've got the multigrain rice, squash, and spinach with vegetable soup. I'm going to go first because I carry this one and it's sitting right in front of me. Wow.
Wow, yeah. Really,
so
really good.
It's got like a hint of like a curry flavor to it.
Yeah.
But not like a spicy curry.
Spicy,
it's not a spicy curry, right? It's like almost like a sweet curry. It's an Indian flavored curry. But the thing that I was impressed with was it's chicken on the bone, which sometimes can be a pain in the neck. You get a lot of bone. I was really impressed because it was so much more chicken than there was bone. I was expecting a large piece of bone, but as I was cutting it off the bone, there was a ton of chicken in there.
I really, really like this because, as Dad said, it tastes like curry, but it's not spicy whatsoever. And I hate spicy, and this is not spicy at all.
So just so you know, your kids are kind of eating Indian food, just to let you know.
I like it because it's like not like spicy at all. It's like kind of got like a sweet and saltiness, and that it's like there's not a lot of bone.
There's not a lot of bone. And you know what, too? It's really moist. It's really, really well cooked, and that's sort of that tandoori style of cooking.
The thing is, too, it's dark meat, so the dark meat has a tendency to be a little bit juicier, so it's really, really good. Very, very delicious flavor.
Mmm.
Along with the rice and the spinach it comes with, it's cooked perfectly, and they also have a piece of butternut squash here.
There's sparks coming off you guys' forks.
Mmm.
Hold on, let me try.
The squash is delicious. But I don't know what this is. This is not squash. This is like tofu that's mixed in with the spinach.
He said with the vegetable. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That has. Now, wait a minute. And you guys are missing the best part, which is better for me. The naan bread. I will tell you that I was introduced to the concept of naan bread at Walt Disney World. I was introduced to the concept of naan bread at Sanaa, and I've come to love it. And let me tell you something. There's a lot of food on this plate.
Mm-hmm.
This was, I think, $9.99, $10.99. There's a lot of food on here.
So the acorn squash is cooked perfectly. And I happen to love acorn squash.
And I'm just testing because I can't get a knife in there edgewise. I'm able to cut the chicken just with my fork. I mean, it falls apart that easily.
I really, really like the contrast of different flavors from like the curry tasting chicken to the really, really sweet squash. And like, I really, really like all the flavors together. It's really, really yummy.
This is a bracelet.
I'm chewing, so Dad, go first.
It's okay, I'm chewing too. Marion, that's very perceptive. There's a lot of layers of flavors on here, and it's a full meal. Like, this by itself is far enough. I mean, you can almost share it with two people.
Yeah. I like the naan bread because it's so good, and it's not hard. It's, like, soft, and it's, like, very good.
And the naan bread with the chicken and the rice and the spinach, that's good. Amazing. I don't even want to move on. You know what? I'm not ready to move on yet. I want to keep on going to town with this.
We need to eat faster so I don't get full.
And this is why we've been married for 15 years. We need to eat faster. So I want to save the chicken, the pulled pork and waffle to the end. You got a caprese sandwich, yeah. And that's a big honking sandwich right there. I mean, that's like 7-8 inches long.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. You want some?
Mm. Oh. Mm. That's really, really good.
Yeah, it's very, very delicious.
I got two words for you. Balsamic vinegar, baby. Mm. That's three words, but baby doesn't count.
It's very fresh. Balsamic vinegar, fresh mozzarella, basil, tomato. It's delicious.
It's really, really refreshing, and when I first bit into it, I taste it like really, really sweet. It's just like a really sweet, refreshing. And then there's like the mozzarella and the balsamic vinegar and the spinach. I mean, the basil. It's so delicious. My favorite thing ever.
Mm-hmm. I wanted you to keep talking because I'm still chewing. Nicholas, you don't know what you're missing. And look, that's kind of the kind of thing, like the fresh mozzarella and the basil and the tomato and balsamic. That's one of our favorite meals, not just around the holidays, but one of the things that we'll have, we'll just have for dinner. And what I like, you know, the tough thing about Florida coming from the Northeast is the bread, right? It's tough to find good bread, and I was concerned, but the bread's cooked so well because it's got that crunch on the outside, but it's still soft, and the caprese bread is very airy, but it's not doughy at all, right? It's not a very doughy bread.
Mm-mm. It's delicious. I like it because I just tried it. It's really good, and it's, like, nice and, like, a tiny bit sour. Tiny bit.
You're like little Food Network stars.
Because of the cheese.
It's okay. The caprese sandwich was so 30 seconds ago. All right, let's go here. Nicholas wants to go here. Let's go with the... The patty melt.
Nicholas literally took a giant piece and bit into it before anybody else.
Mm. Oh.
That's good. Oh, mm-hmm. Whoa. Look at that.
I got two words for you. Mushrooms.
And onions.
And onions.
And cheese.
And steak. And plenty.
Bread is so crispy.
This is basically... like a grilled cheese with mushrooms, onions, and a patty, and it is delicious.
Dude, you could put fried onions on anything for me, and I would eat it. Yeah. If they made, like, fried onion ice cream, I would eat it. Wow. I've never had this before. Nicholas, you like this, right?
Yeah, I really like this because the cheese gives it, like, a nice flavor, and, like, the fried onions make it, like, better, so it's really good.
And there's only one or two pieces left. But like you said, Deanna, it doesn't come with... I guess it gives you an option of either house-made chips or a coleslaw.
Yeah, we got chips on everything because the chips here are just amazing.
I wouldn't know that you got chips because there's none left. So there's like four chips left on the three orders that you got. All right, let's stay in the burger realm because you guys are all excited for what seems to be like the signature burger from the burger shop, which is the Surf and Surf. So it's a crab cake with fried shrimp, a big slice of tomato, and what did they say? There's a remoulade sauce on there?
Popcorn shrimp, and I don't know what the other thing is. Fries.
Now, I mean, this is like, I mean, this is, it's big not just in diameter, it's big in height. It's like
it's
I was gonna say it's more like a 5.5-inch, 6-inch brick.
I don't think I can fit this in my mouth.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's really good. This is a lot more different than I thought it would be.
Kids, you don't like this. Put this down. So I like this because it's, I was afraid it was going to be too seafoody. I was afraid it was going to be too seafood, too like fishy. But the crab cake is very moist. It's also not, the crab cake is not overly bready, which is what I was expecting it to be. Like, if you sort of look at the bitten through cross section of it, I mean, there's a lot of big chunks of crab. There was a lot of big chunks of crab in there. You get a nice texture with the popcorn shrimp on top because anything fried is good by definition.
I really, really liked it, and the crab kind of added like a bit of a sweetness to it, which made it really, really good.
Nicholas, now you're not normally a seafood guy, but you like this, right?
Yeah, that's really good. The tomato fell out of it, so.
That's because the tomato was like as big as your head. Yeah, I like And you guys are still going to town on the acorn squash.
My favorite.
All right, you guys fool around with that. I think it's time
it's time. I'm going with
Nicholas, you stick with me, kid. Let them do that. What we need to do. Can you help me cut this up?
Yeah.
So this is it's a cornbread waffle. God, corn, holy cheese and crackers. I love cornbread. You make it into a waffle, and then you put pulled pork with barbecue sauce on top.
Like, I don't even...
Could this be the perfect food?
Your water's
perfect. It's all going to the same place.
Okay, Nick, you want a bite?
All right.
Yes.
Does he want
even
a bite of it?
Water wants
some. Remember when chicken and waffles was a thing? Pulled pork on cornbread waffle.
Oh my goodness.
Nicholas doesn't even care. He's just using his hands, man. Out of way, brother. Right?
Ditto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Scale of 1 to 10?
10 to 11.
Yeah, you could say 11, man. Come on. Turn it up 11. To 11. I like it.
That's really
good. My God. This is so good.
That cornbread waffle is amazing.
I love.
Who ever thought of making a cornbread waffle?
I think for breakfast, they need to make Mickey waffles cornbread. Like, I would eat that every single day.
I agree.
And now I think this was, I don't know, I think this was $9.99 or $10.99. There's a lot, I mean, there was a lot of pulled pork on there. I mean, we devoured the waffle. That poor waffle never had a chance. But there's still a lot of pork left on that plate.
Yep, there is. And there's a little bit of waffle left.
It was $9.40, so that was $9.49. I think that's a great value. I mean, there's a lot, I mean... You could split that among two people easily.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the amount of pork that's on there?
Easily.
All right, so let's assess the damage because it was like an apocalypse of food. And by the way, you know what I like too? And this is, it's just a minor thing. I love eating counter service like this, but with real utensils. Like these are like they're real plates. That was one of the things that struck me the first time I went to Disneyland. I don't know why, but I like it here. And I was mentioning the value of the pork, again, that was $9.49 for the barbecue. The caprese sandwich was $7.49. The patty melt was $9.99. The surf and turf was $11.49. And the tandoori chicken was $10. So we ordered five entrees, right? Some of which could have been split. And for the four of us, and again, there's no Tables in Wonderland or other discounts, it was $52. And that was a lot of food. I mean, it was $50. That was a $50 dinner for, and it really should have been $40 dinner for four people. Right, because we could have cut one of those out easily. A mere mortal family would have had three and shared them amongst themselves.
Right.
And remember, those were not kids' items.
No.
We ordered nothing off the kids' menu.
None of them are kids' menu.
All right, so let's kind of go around the horn and everybody sit back, you know, loosen your yoga pants and relax for a second. Nicholas, what was your favorite? If you had to come back here and, like most normal people, only order one of these items, what would it have been?
The waffles and the cornbread waffles and pulled pork. That was so good.
If you had to describe the cornbread waffle and pulled pork with barbecue sauce in one word, just one. Now, if you've ever listened to my top 10, you know top 10s are usually like top 30. But one word to describe the pulled pork and cornbread.
Tasty.
Tasty. I dig it. Marion, what was your favorite and why?
The tandoori chicken or the caprese sandwich because I love it.
You're my daughter. You snuck two in. Nice.
I love the tandoori chicken because there's just so many elements of it and they give you so much and it fills you up. Like, you could split that between two people or three small people and, I mean, you'd fill yourself up. And the caprese, it was just very, very refreshing.
Yeah, it was a nice sandwich. I honestly was, I think, most surprised. When you ordered the caprese, I'm like, all right, it's going to be a caprese sandwich. But I think I was most pleasantly surprised at what came out with that. Deanna, what was your favorite and why?
So I'm going to go with the tandoori chicken first because there was just an array of different tastes on that plate, which were delicious. The next I'm going to go with is the patty melt.
Wow.
It was
definitely coming out of left
It
field.
Was definitely because it was really cooked to perfection, and it was definitely could be a comfort food. Like the cheese and the mushrooms and the onions. It was decadent. The third I'm going to go with is the cornbread waffle and the pulled pork. But I will say that one of our breakfasts at home is going to be cornbread waffles.
Yeah, we need to.
That with maple syrup is going to be off the chain.
Listen, anything with maple syrup is good.
I first agree. And secondly, I also agree with how Mom said that the sandwich was perfectly cooked. Like, it's not soggy on either side. It's, like, golden brown, and, like, it literally, when you squeeze it, juice comes out. It's juicy and moist and yummy.
And that's what's great about the toast is it soaks up all the juices from the meat and the onions and the way the onions sweat. Oh, yeah.
I also want to add in the what's it called, the patty melt, because it was so good and the bread was so crispy and it was so good.
Yeah, we need to make that at home too. I mean, when I say we, I mean you, because I don't actually know how those magic boxes in the kitchen work. This is like Sophie's Choice for me. It's not like asking like a favorite kid, because deep down you know you have one, you just don't say it out loud. But here I'm having a tough time picking out. Both my kids just kicked me under the table. I'm having a tough time picking it. I will tell you, I've got to give an honorable mention to the Surf and Surf sandwich because it was so different than anything else you get anywhere else, right? You think normally a hamburger, it made me think of the Duval Street Burger, which is one of my favorite burgers, which is over at Olivia's, which we've got to do a live review of because that burger is phenomenal. But I think I'm going to go tandoori chicken. Yeah, I can't. How am I not putting a hamburger? But we all raved about the cornbread waffle, but we weren't putting it first. I think the tandoori chicken gives you that little flavor of Sanaa for under $10. And what's nice too is not only do you get your choice of rice, but you get your choice of two other sides out of, I think there was what, five? Four or five that you can choose from.
There was potatoes, cauliflower, spinach, the squash, and there are those, plus your rice, plus your naan bread, and your chicken, and it really does fill you up, and it's just a different contrast of different layers and flavor and sides, and it just all comes together.
And all the sides, you know, it's not like it's just steamed cauliflower. Like, that cauliflower was in some sort of, with peppers or tomato. Yeah, it was in some sort of a red sauce. There was a That the curry flavor was not overpowering on both the chicken. I love the spinach.
Oh,
I would eat a bowl full of that spinach like there was nobody's business.
You know, the thing too is that when you're out and when we go out to dinner, we all like to try different things. And coming here, you don't always eat. You know, you wouldn't always eat Indian food. And just to try something different and then really like it, it was a delicious, delicious experience.
And if you're going to try something, like, this is the way to do it is at some place like a counter service, right? Where you're not sort of investing a lot of, forget time, but money in maybe going to a sit-down meal where your entree is going to be $20, $30, $40. Here, all these entrees, save for the surf and surf, were under $10.
I liked coming here because, like, all the food was so good, and it was just, like, so good.
Well, another thing, too, is, and I think this holds true both for people who are visiting here, and look, we're obviously local, right? So our experience at Walt Disney World is very different. This is sort of our park. It's where we go to have dinner one night, to visit friends. It's less about going and riding attractions all day, every day. This was a nice little, like, getaway for us. You know, it's sort of a mini, like, evening staycation. And I think that's one of the things that locals really need to pay more attention to are the options that they have available to them in terms of food. It's not, you know, going to dinner, a nice dinner at Walt Disney World doesn't necessarily mean you have to go to Victoria and Albert's or Shula's or Narcoossee's or Citrico's. Like, this was a really nice evening. We can walk around. We're obviously going to have dessert because we have to.
Yeah. First of all, totally agree on that dessert thing. Second of all, I do agree. I also agree with what Dad said about being locals. I don't think locals really, if they don't have a pass for Disney, they could take in the different things like going to a meal downtown Disney and just, you know, walking around and hanging out.
And we even just said, too, you know, we haven't been to the resort in so long. We got here and said, you know, this is so nice. We should maybe take a staycation and spend a Saturday night here and just enjoy the pool. And you don't have to even go to the theme park.
You know, the other good thing, too, is people that do have the dining plan, this would be a wonderful experience for them to come here and do all these different tastes and flavors because they have these wonderful options such as, you know,
Well, and the nice thing, too, when you walk in, they show you that if you have the dining plan, if you're on the Disney dining plan, it shows you this is a quick service meal. So for dinner, you get a single serving, which is an entree, a dessert, and one non-alcoholic beverage. Or you can do what they call a continental combo, which is a pastry, whole food, whole fruit, and non-alcoholic beverage. That's for dinner. For lunch, the same thing, entree, dessert, non-alcoholic beverage.
And the other thing, too, is if you look at this menu, even when you walk in, it's in all different languages. So you're creating a great experience for people that don't speak the language. It's making it very, very easy for people to find something that they would like to eat.
And obviously the pictures are helpful, too. You know, it's one thing to hear tandoori chicken, but when you see what the photograph looks like and it looks so appetizing, I think you're a little bit more inclined. And the people are so very helpful. Like, when we ask them about the recommendations, they tell you what their favorites are.
Okay. Now, I know that dinner was so very filling and delicious.
I know where you're going. You're ready for dessert already. How does your little belly, well, obviously you're my daughter, so how does your little belly hold so much food in it? So I think we should go check out the smoothie shop and the gelato. I know, you've got gelato on the brain.
Gelato, definitely.
We'll walk it off back to the car. All right, now that we've warmed up with our appetizers, it's time to go and see what they have for dessert. First things first, they have a pastry and dessert bar, counter, display. They have turtle brownies, Rice Krispie Bites, Mickey Kabob, Mickey Ganache, everything brownies, seven layer bars. There's like nine different.
Oh, the seven layer bar.
Oh, what? All of a sudden now the gelato was so 5 minutes ago? They've got probably seven different types of cupcakes, a pecan tart, as well as croissants and muffins and cinnamon rolls the size of your head. Little brownie bites.
We need to get this seven layer.
So what happened? You've already moved on. Gelato was so, you're over gelato.
Oh, no. I'm getting both.
Oh. Obviously you're my daughter. All right, so off to the side at the market shop is the smoothie bar and dessert/gelato bar, where you can create your own smoothie. There's also a strawberry banana smoothie, mango smoothie, wild berry smoothie, and a tropical smoothie. All those are under $5 or $4.99. The Create Your Own is $5.79. And looking at the Create Your Own smoothie bar, they have bananas, strawberries, pineapples, mangoes, raspberries, strawberries, blueberries. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. So you can mix and match to whatever your taste is. They also have lemonade, limeades, cappuccinos, iced coffee, and they have a small, well, it's not so small, gelato bar with 12 different flavors. Oh, no, I'm sorry. There's six. There's a vanilla bean, chocolate, raspberry, mango, pistachio, and honey almond. Oh, wait a second. They have Nutella. They have Nutella flavored gelato.
I'm debating Nutella, pistachio, or honey almond. Thinking about it. I'm not sure.
Nicholas, which one are you thinking?
I don't know if I either want honey almond. I'm willing to try the mango or vanilla bean.
I want to try the Nutella.
Yeah.
Then I'll get pistachio and Nutella.
Okay, so we're going to get Nutella, pistachio, and which one?
We're trying. We're not getting
it. Well, you got it. Well, wait. Let's pick two. How about that? Why don't we take... I think Nutella's a winner. Pistachio and Nutella.
No. Yeah.
Which one do you want? Yes.
I wanted to try honey almond.
All right. Honey almond and Nutella? Good deal. Let's make this happen. All right, so we are back outside overlooking a very, very busy night at the pool. More importantly, we're overlooking, what is this thing called? What is this?
The seven-layer bar. I've had this before, and it's a bar of goodness.
It's a bar. You don't actually know what's in the seven layers. There's some sort of chocolate. Wait, no. Hold on a second. There's coconut, which is a fruit,
right? A fruit.
There's chocolate, which grows on a plant, which means it's like salad. So it's obviously healthy.
Yeah,
let's try
that. There's nuts in it.
There's nut, and that's like a good protein.
It's not delicious. My favorite thing.
Good Gandhi.
Okay, so it's peanut buttery. It's caramelly. It's nutty. It's crunchy. It's chewy. It's soft. It's all the feels.
So if your kids need your sugar intake for the next, I don't know, 7-8 days, just give them, well, that's good. You know what that would be nice with? A nice cup of coffee, right? Sitting back by the pool, relaxing. You guys go swim around, listen to the music underwater, right?
Yeah.
We enjoy we enjoy coffee, and that's rich. That's rich. That's a solid seven-layer bar.
The brownie portion is not really a brownie. It's like a blondie. It's like a cookie.
Yeah. Right, which makes it healthy. Now, the trick, when you go to the gelato bar... Oh, wait. The trick, when you go to the gelato bar, is, first of all, they come in one size. They're $4.79, $4.99. But you can mix and match your flavors. So I asked her if we could do a twofer. She's like, you could do a fourfer. You could do as many. So we did Nutella, because you have to, and the honey almond. Nutty.
I didn't try it. I'm still eating this later.
Nicholas, what do you think of that, right?
That's really good. Do you know what I'm going to try? On the seven-layer bar.
If I couldn't love you any more than I did before. You just put Nutella gelato on your seven-layer bar.
Okay, ready? I'm going to try it.
And now I'm about to try it. Oh, my God. That's amazing. That is so good. Oh, my God.
That's delicious.
Holy smokes. I'm going to dig a little deeper. Yes, that was an intentional Princess and the Frog reference.
Let me see. Let me dig. Is the honey one good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nick.
Oh, you got a really nice taste of the almond in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna mix on my spoon.
Wow.
That's really Nutella? Good. I swear we do more than just eat. There's more to my. I mean, there's not much more to my life than just food, but
there's more to our lives.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something though. That's a nice finish to a nice meal. So, and think about it. If you come here as an individual, right? So even if you got your own dessert, if you got your own gelato or smoothie, you're basically looking at $15. We got cups of water. We did not get fountain drinks. We got cups of water. If you got a fountain drink, it's $2. So you're looking at maybe $15 to $17 for a meal with the side. a dessert? And I mean, that's a big enough drink. I mean, the four of us are splitting it. We're not going to finish that.
No way.
Right? And your drink? Like, that's a good, I mean, that's a really good meal at a really great value.
This is like a really, really good, like, meal, and it's filling, and you get what you pay for. I mean, it's delicious.
I dare say I'm full? I mean, those are two words you never really hear come out of my mouth. I'm full. Nicholas, clearly you are not. You're like, you just hit your second wind. You've got like a second stomach.
He's digging down to the gelato.
I'm digging down all the way to the honey almonds.
You like that one better, right?
Yeah. It's really good and very sweet.
Well, as long as you're going to eat that, let me help you get, you know, I feel bad. You got to dig so deep. Let me help you get some of that Nutella out of the way. We could actually use a shovel and just make it easier.
It is a shovel.
So, to recap, you know, I think people, and look, even us as locals, I think when we talk about going out to dinner, where do we go? We either go to some of the resorts, we go to sushi, but we go to sort of some of our favorite sit-down restaurants. It's not that often that we say, hey, let's go to a food court here or there. And this is one of the places that we have obviously, we haven't been here in a long time. We enjoy it. This is an easy place to come back to. We've reviewed Captain Cook's, which we liked a lot. We need to go do that again
that
without
delicious.
The microphone so I can use all two of my hands at the same time to eat. We've reviewed some of the lounges, Territory Lounge and Miser's Lounge. But I think we need to explore more of the resort counter service locations.
Right.
One of the ones that comes to mind right away is over at Riverside, right? So the Riverside Mill Food Court. Mm-hmm. Has some really nice lunches. First of all, beignets at breakfast.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yes.
So we need to.
They should serve that all day long.
They should have a beignet bar.
Exactly.
A beignet bar.
And you can put stuff.
Could
on
you
top
wait?
Of
wait, wait. I want
like
you. I want you to close your eyes for a second and just
not
picture
if
this.
Not driving.
No, you guys, close your eyes and listen for a second. Imagine sitting there, enjoying the smooth sounds of Yeehaw Bob Jackson. With powdered sugar and beignets all over your face.
I have one word for you. Heaven.
That's two words. Heaven.
No, it's one word. No, it's two syllables. One word, two syllables.
So you know what? Why don't we ask the people who are listening, why don't you tell me where you'd like to hear us review next? What resort, food court, or restaurant are you really curious about or maybe you never thought of before? We were talking about places like Contempo Cafe, The Gurgling Suitcase, even Hurricane Hannah's at the beach. All of these locations have something different, and that's the key. You're going to find something unique about every single one of those restaurants.
About the beignet bar, well, listen to the bar, Bob. Three syllables. Beautiful.
Boom.
Okay, so agree with the beignet bar thing. Agree with the Yeehaw Bob thing. If you have any suggestions on where you want us to go, also say to my dad that you want us to be in it, because he does not encourage us being it. We try to encourage him. So leave a comment. We could do the WDW Radio Child Protest. Join the fun.
Listen, kid, you're lucky I unchained you from the radio and let you out of the house tonight.
The thing, too, is each one has a really unique atmosphere. So, for instance, sitting here by the pool, you know, after eating, it's a beautiful Florida night. You know, I mean, no humidity whatsoever. Flip-flops, shorts, it's perfect weather. Each place is going to have its own wonderful atmosphere that's going to bring to a wonderful memory with your family.
And listen, I've always said this in the past, and it holds true. Food is always better when it's eaten, when it's shared among the people that you love.
Yeah.
And so, thank you. Yeah, we don't get out very much, but thank you guys for coming out. And stay tuned for future. And I apologize if I didn't post a disclaimer ahead of time. And if you listened to this while you were hungry, because if you weren't hungry before, you're hungry. And if you've eaten here, if you like landscaper flavors, do me a favor. Tweet me at Lou Mangiello. Leave a comment over at the show notes at wdwradio.com. Click on this week's podcast, show number 399. 400's right around the corner. Leave a comment there, or better yet, call the voicemail at 407-900-9391. Let me know your thoughts. Or even better, call me from Landscaper Flavors. Wait, even better than that? Call me before you get to Landscaper Flavors. I'll come out and meet you, and we'll share a gelato and a hug. For our Walt Disney World Trivia Question of the Week, where I invite you to test your knowledge of Walt Disney World history or see how well you pay attention to the details in what you see and sometimes even in what you hear. If you think you get the answer right, you can enter for a chance to win a Disney prize package. But before we get to this week's question, let's go back, review last week's, and select our winner. So last week, I was talking about World Showcase and Wandering World Showcase, and I wanted to stay in Epcot, specifically over by the Norway Pavilion, because I said that in front of the Stave Church is a statue of a Viking, and the question was simply to identify who it was. And I was once again so very impressed this week because hundreds of you got this one correct, knowing, of course, that it was Olaf. Not from Frozen, but King Olaf II, who is also, by the way, the patron saint of Norway. Olaf Haraldsson also was the correct answer as well. I took all the correct entries, randomly selected one, and you were once again playing for all six of my virtual audio walking tours of Walt Disney World, and yes, Tomorrowland is coming very, very soon. A copy of my 102 Ways to Save Money for an At Walt Disney World book, and a mystery gift from my Disney collection. I've been purging a lot of the things I've had in boxes for many, many years up on eBay. I'm going to pull one of those items out, send it to you as a mystery gift. And last week's winner, randomly selected, is Marilyn Chapman. So Marilyn, congratulations. I'll send you an email. Get your address, get your package out to you right away. If you played last week and didn't win, that's okay, because here's your next chance to enter in this week's Walt Disney World Trivia Challenge. So we're at Art of Animation reviewing Landscape of Flavors. Really forgot how much I enjoy the theming and the layout and the food at that resort. And so your question this week obviously has to be about Art of Animation, because although that resort opened in 2012, that location was originally planned for a resort with a different name and altogether a different theme. In fact, the buildings were already in place before the concept was changed to Art of Animation. So your question this week is to tell me, what was the original planned name of the buildings where Art of Animation currently resides? You have until Sunday, March 22nd at 11:59 p.m. Again, you're playing for all the audio tours, a copy of the 102 Ways book, and a mystery gift for my personal collection. So good luck and have fun. That's going to do it for this week's show. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in this and every week. I understand and appreciate that your time is your most valuable commodity, and the fact that you spend some of it with me means a great deal to me. Want to start off again this week with just lots of thanks all across the board. Want to start off by saying thanks to so many of you who are members of WDW Radio Nation. Can't tell you how much I appreciate the support and the friendship and the love that you have extended to me, including my buddy Tony Mendyke, Chad Angel, Catherine Neal, Sarah Foster, Zach Brown, David Potts, Father George Goulash, Ryan Geisler, Jenny Ginsburg, Corinne Terwilliger, Martin Schoengold, all the way from the UK, Chris, Gary, Zach Hoover, Barbie Schurz, Vince, Nancy Turinja, Jennifer Kaufman, David Flipkowski, Brett, Craig Hargove, Amy Peterson, Elizabeth Marsh, Barbara Hartman, Karen Azell, Beatrice Feeney, love her, Chuck Zeta, Jill Long, Tyler Orman, I love you all, Tyler Obanoff, Erica Rishu, Kelly, Disney Lover, Matt Mills, Kevin Douglas, David, Megan Cook, James DeZern, known you forever, man. Can't tell you how much I appreciate all of your help. There's so many more. I'm definitely going to thank you all on the show and on the site. I sincerely, sincerely appreciate it. If you want to find out how you can be part of the fun and WDW Radio Nation and help support the show and get exclusive rewards, including the scavenger hunt, access to our secret Facebook group, custom Magic Band covers, logo gear, backpacks, t-shirts, care packages from Walt Disney World, lots more. Again, visit wdwradio.com/support. And don't forget to, a portion of your proceeds is going to go to the Dream Team Project to benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation of America. And don't forget that if you're enjoying the podcast, there's lots more going on over at www.radio.com. We have multiple daily blog posts from a team of incredibly talented writers. Join me every Wednesday for WDW Radio Live. We do a live video broadcast and interactive chat where you can be part of our discussion about this week's Walt Disney World news and then stay on, ask me anything in a lightning round. Last week, I actually meerkatted it as well as broadcast it over on live. So there's lots of different ways you can watch and interact Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. We also have videos, newsletter, free app for your mobile device, and lots more. Everything is over at wdwradio.com. You know, I love hearing from you. So if you have a question you want answered on the show, you can email me, lou@wdwradio.com, or call the voicemail, be heard on the air, 407-900-9391. Please tweet me. I'm at Lou Mangiello. Same thing on Pinterest, Instagram, facebook.com/Lou Mangiello. And as much as I love connecting with you guys online and having conversations there, I am a firm believer that nothing beats a handshake and a hug. And I appreciate the opportunity to meet you in person and thank you face to face. And that's why I do monthly meetups every month in Walt Disney World. The next one is going to be Saturday, April 25th, just a few days before Age of Ultron releases in theaters. Yes, I'm that excited, so much so that we are having a pre-Age of Ultron Avengers shawarma meet, if you remember the bonus scene in the Avengers, over at the Tangerine Cafe. Again, that's Saturday, April 25th. Lots of other events planned, including cruises to Alaska, Star Wars cruises celebrating our 9th anniversary next year, and lots more on the road. You can visit the events page at wdwradio.com/events for more information. And also, if you visit loumangiello.com, you'll find out some of the other places and conferences I'll be speaking at this year, and maybe see if I can help you build your brand or your business, or come speak to your association, your conference, or to your school. Again, you can find out more by visiting loumangiello.com. Thanks, as always, to my partners and sponsors, Mouse Fan Travel. They are my official and recommended provider because it's who I've used for almost a decade now. Not just because I know I'm going to get the best prices, but it's really about the amazing service that you will always get from every part of the Mouse Fan Travel team, and that it all comes at no cost to you. You can visit them at mousefantravel.com and get Celebrations Magazine delivered right to your door or your digital device by visiting celebrationspress.com. And as always, my friends, and you are my friends, whether we have met yet or not, all I ask is that if you like the show, please help spread the word, let others know about it, tweet out that you're listening, share links on Facebook, and please go and review the show over on iTunes. We have more than, I think, 940 reviews now. Would love to get to 1,000 five-star reviews. Want to thank some recent reviewers, including Chris W2323, MJ March, Ranger Meyer, Susie S25, and Disney 9 from the UK. If you visit www.radio.com/iTunes, you can find out exactly how to leave your rating and reviewing there. Thank you again, as always, for everybody who's taking the time to go and vote over at podcastawards.com. Just a few days left to do that. Appreciate the nomination. That is all because of and thanks to and for you. And I want you to wake up excited every day the same way I do because of the blessing that you give me by being able to share my passion for Disney with you. So if there's something that you want to do, if there's some sort of dream or goal that you have, that moment, that second that you're just about to quit, that's the moment that you need to start pushing a little bit or a lot harder. Always keep moving forward and always have faith. And thank you again so, so very much for your time. I hope you'll have an amazing week this week. So until next time, see ya.
Hey, Lou, this is John Bailey from Wilmington, Delaware. This morning on the way to work, I was listening to The Syndrome, and I almost fell out of the car when they mentioned you and the box. Great stuff. I love the show. Been voting every day. Continue the good work, my friend. Bye-bye.
Hey, Lou. This is Todd from Texas. Hey, I'm outside of Hollywood Studios here on St. Patrick's Day wearing my custom Disney shirt made at Design to Tee at Downtown Disney. Hey, wanted to thank you for everything you do. It's my first time back in the world in 5 years, and we're just having a great time. I also wanted to thank you for turning us on to MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Charlotte was great. Saved us over $2,000. Again, appreciate everything you do. Have a magical day. Bye.
Hey, Lou. It's Steve from New Jersey. So calling about your most recent podcast with Tim Foster about your favorite character from an attraction, I'm going to expand that just like you might and take it to Port Orleans Riverside, Bob Jackson, Yeehaw Bob, because I think he is an attraction unto himself. When we first started going down with the kids many years ago, and we were staying at Port Orleans, and I just happened to walk past Bob performing as I was going to the lobby for some reason, saw him, went back to the room, woke up the kids, dragged him and the kids and the wife to the remainder of Bob's show, and we've been seeing him ever since. He is a find, and I think he's an attraction unto himself and something I don't think anybody should miss if they get a chance to go over to the port. So that's my favorite attraction character in Walt Disney World. Thanks, Lou. I've been listening to you for quite a few years now, and you bring Disney to my life every day. Thanks.
Hey, Lou. This is Brian Harvey, Brian Harvey 967 for all the people in the box. Keep up the great work, Lou. I love your show. Have a suggestion for you. Your 400th show is coming up. I know it's last minute. I just have an idea that for your 400th show, before that, the week before, you do your typical trivia contest. And the winner of the contest gets interviewed and gets to be on your show. You can find out what they collect or what they like about the parks or whatever their interest is in Disney. And that's what you discuss for your podcast show. Just an idea. I drop the mic and leave the stage.
Hello, Lou Mangiello. Hello, WDW Radio Group, WDW Fox People, and the WDW Radio Disney Alaska Wonder Cruisers. We are 78 days away from going on our epic adventure to Alaska to see the glaciers, to do a whale watch, to maybe go kayaking, which I won't, to helicopter ride, to going on a tram, a train. There's so much to do. And don't forget, there's a theater. There's a Broadway show stage. There's exploring the ship. We've got everything. If you haven't figured it out already, I'm Darlene Yankee from West Seneca, New York, and it's 39 degrees, and I'm testing out my North Face with a waterproof jacket so I can be ready for the temperatures of Alaska. So with saying that, I hope you all have a magical day. Lou, Becky, thank you for everything you're doing. I know there's more to come. The excitement. Thank you, Becky, for organizing all of our excursions and that. This is great. And I'm really excited for, we've got a reservation at Palo. This is going to be my first time eating there. So it's going to be great. So you guys all will be seeing you in 78 or 80 days, depending what day you're coming in. Talk to you all real soon. Hugs.
You've got a friend in me. Yeah.
The drop-off.